fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hey, I think it's all about finfo and info and edutainment and entertainment and education and all of that great stuff. But at the end of the day, what do you want to do? What do you want to do at the end of the day? Here's my thing. I think it's so important. You know, I talk a lot, Dr. Weiss, about our ever-increasing toxic environment. Now, these are passive toxins. I'm not talking about, you know, putting your head in a bottle of Jim Beam. I'm talking about just getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth and going out. And holy crap, how many toxins do we come into contact with before we get in our car or run our first errand or go to work? I am talking about that. I'm also talking about our ever-increasingly chronic stressors that we deal with on a daily basis that cause nutrient depletion. I always talk about stress-induced nutrient depletion, and we need those nutrients to run our biochemistry and to absolutely run our detoxification pathways in our liver. Our detoxification pathways in our liver, I think you and I could put together a four-day conference on this. So in the next couple minutes, we're going to talk about how we can just make sure that those pathways are free and clear and clean. So we're going to do that in the next couple minutes. But I think at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is you've seen all of the things on the shelves, you know, this detox, that detox, all of the hype, all of the helps around detoxification. But I think you need a daily detox. I think that a lot of times to combat this, you just need to do something every day to completely do a daily detox.
Yeah. And the thing about soaking detoxes, number one, there's huge science and clinical practice behind it. Second thing about it is, especially in you gals, it's a lymph mover. Ideal place to do your breast exams, gals, and for you men, testicular exams. Third thing is, we produce toxins from in our own body, like too much cortisol from stresses. When you're talking about soaking the day away, this is more than a fun bath. This has hundreds of years of history behind it, clinical expertise. It just depends on how you do it and choosing it the right way, and understanding that feeling relaxed is also detoxing. That balances your cortisol and all that stuff. Auto intoxication, our body polluting itself from our own chemicals that we make from stressors and things. That's why when I looking at this topic, you know, people can dismiss, oh, it's just a good bath. And what do you think about with a bath? You think relaxing and candles and all that. Well, yeah, but it's more than that. It's is if you take three or four baths a week, do you live longer? Absolutely. Absolutely, if you're doing the right kind of baths.
That's right. Okay, so let's talk about the right kind of baths. Now listen, any place, even if it's just water, where you can get in and elicit your parasympathetic nervous system, that's the opposite of sympathetic. That's the opposite of fight or flight. That is where you can rest, you can relax, you can repair, you can unburden. But I'm going to give you a recipe. Get your pens out, get your tablets out, that you can do to actually soak the day away with a detox bath. So here it is. In your bath, you want to put 2 cups of Epsom salts. Okay, so effective, inexpensive medicine. It's like Epsom salt baths. Yesterday, I took one, and I put a bentonite clay mask on. So I was like completely like in the bathtub, Epsom salt, this bentonite clay green mask on my head. And it was just so great. I like to kind of be a monster, so I was like, rah, rah, but I felt like playing around.
It's bad when your pets don't recognize you. My wife had one on, the dogs looked and started barking at her.
So, okay, all right, so here's the ingredients. Two cups of Epsom salt, okay? 2 cups of baking soda. Now, and then optional, but this is also something that I use all the time. You got to take advantage of your olfactory system. You're like, what is that? That is your nose, the way you can smell. 5 to 10 drops of your favorite essential oil. Sometimes orange oil extract does it for folks. I love lavender. I love the way that it smells. I love the way that I feel when I'm smelling it. That so 5 to 10 drops in your bath. Peppermint, eucalyptus. You can use peppermint to energize yourself, eucalyptus to get your immune system revved up if it's down, So add all of these ingredients to a full, warm, or hot bathtub and soak for at least 20 minutes. Now, this is my take home here. Big data point, 20 minutes. If you get in your hot bath and you're like on the go all the time and you've got these great ingredients in there and you go 2 minutes, okay, I took my bath, bye, going, you know, to check my email and you know, return some calls and, you know, spin around like a top in this world, it's not going to do you any good. We got to sit in there and soak in there for 20 minutes. Big, big take home point.
Yeah. There is something about 20 minutes, that number. It's weird. In all the years that we've been practicing here, Holly, I always end up on 20 minutes. A half hour seems like it just takes them too long. It seems like we package it up sort of like a half hour TV show. Like 20 minutes allows us to get undressed, get in, properly relax, and then get out. And we did it all in like under a half hour. So we can sort of justify it. It fits in our calendar blocks in order to be able to do it. But I have one caution. Do sip some water while you're in there and understand that your blood pressure may come down a little bit with the magnesium. With the Epsom salt is a type of magnesium, and that'll get in your body and relax you. Just be a little bit careful when you're first standing up, because bathtubs, there are slips and falls. One thing to do is have a cool rinse as you're getting up and out of there. You'll want to rinse off the Epsom salt as you're done anyway, because some people get itchy from it. And you might want to just do a room temperature cool rinse just to kind of get back in your body a little bit. But it's a wonderful thing. I do them myself. I've had patients, thousands of patients through the years, say to me that out of all the things you did, that might have helped me the most. And they're probably right.
Yeah.
In all the training we have, I taught them how to take a bath.
Isn't that amazing? No. Yeah. See, that is like, hey, it's your health and it ain't rocket science. And Dr. Decker Weiss and I are here to prove it right here that you can take a bath and so much. This is a daily detox. We're talking about, yep, you're going to go out. You're going to be exposed to toxins whether you want to or not. Mm-hmm. But we can do things simple as taking a bath and soaking in Epsom salt, baking soda, your favorite essential oil, and just really soak your day away. It's the best thing.
Yeah, it is. And I'd like to just take a second to talk about a guy named Russell Thacker Trawl. And just to let you know, the first four-year medical school with three-year in-hospital residency was called the New York College of Hygienics. And it was based in water therapies, among them baths, from every sitz baths and steam baths and all these kinds of baths to hydrotherapies. They were all water-based treatments. Hopkins and Harvard at the time were weekend schools. Trawl said, no, it's 4 years inpatient. I've got an old class schedule, Holly, from one of it. It was weird, hydrotherapy 101, and it was just amazing. And so when I talk about the history of baths, naturopaths, when we hear the word baths, we think this therapeutic, disease healing kind of thing. And I think most people are thinking, well, it's a luxury if I get to do it once in a while. I want listeners to shift, and when they hear bath, think of it like Band-Aid. Think of it as physical rehab for a bad knee. That's the way I want you thinking of baths, is a necessary therapeutic, and gosh, it's one of the most cost-effective that's out there.
Cost-effective and effective. Yeah,
can you repeat your formula again for us, Holly?
So we're looking at 2 tablespoons of baking soda, 2 cups of Epsom salt. You see, if you can just remember that. And 5 to 10 drops of your favorite essential oil and mix them up. That's the best way. Lavender here, orange there, peppermint if you need some energizing, eucalyptus if you need that immune system to kick into gear. The science is there, but it ain't rocket science. You can do this on a daily basis and really soak your day away.
Yep. And it'll cause the chemicals from stress. It will help detox those, as well as just the toxins in your body. Remember, it's an ideal place, men to do your testicular exams, women to do your breast exams. While you're in there, lifting arm up, lift down, make sure you know how to do it properly. But because it's a lymph mover and it is a detoxer, great time to check on yourself to stay healthy. Soak your day away. Isn't that where we're at with us, Holly?
We're soaking your day away. Absolutely.
We are soaking your day away.
Well, and let me tell you, I'll pull us out with the parasympathetic. That's where you rest, relax, repair. That's what we do here on RadioMD.com. We're going to stay well. Soak it away, folks.